Okay. This week's prayers is prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Venerable Kalsang Wangdu, Geraldine Harvey, Carolyn Marley, Dorje Tsering, Estelle Winstead, Boomer the Dog, Mira the Cat, Napoleon the Cat, Skibo the Dog, Spike the Cat. Job Search, E.B., Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Lindsay Piatti, Sarai, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyalchi Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltsen, Venerable Ngawang Kondo, Venerable Chokyi Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Jorge Aurelio, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcisse Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Susie Boehm, Dale Bullis, Bunko, Yuki Boros, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, Andrew Flaherty, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Ellis Thompson, Christina Harrison, family of Geraldine Harvey, David Hines, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Sarah Jones, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, George Collar, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, RM, family of Carolyn Marley, Wilbert Martin, Elvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Jessica Nunley, Mary Oliver, Jay Pandya, Jamine Pandya, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Jim Sitaris, Lobsam Toptem, family of Dorje Tsering, Dion Washington, family of Estelle Winstead, Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorje and Kadra the Pigs. So if anyone would like to join me in the praises to the 21 Taras, it's on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From your sublime abode of the Potawa, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhist of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Worlds, Turbone Lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden bloom and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triant without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Anibamamar, led by the hosts of spirits, corpses of Gandharvas Yakshas, homage with her and pay sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra. Lightning rests all excited, all directions fills adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crowning knitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage she able to summon all Earth's guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal. Amish she must wreath a place like beyond ending fire abiding. Rush and flip and joy surround you. Troops of enemies destroying. Amish she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it. Scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Amish happy virtuous feastful. She whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha. Destroyer of the great evil, Hamashi with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to her sweet seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom, by the serpent shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vin. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of devil-like form, whose by spoken Tara and P, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels by dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, whose by Sara and Tutari, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberation, powered by the set of three natures, joy so spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the room mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Now the prayer of benefits on page 119. Whoever is endowed with a devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Thank you very much. So when Geshe-la comes, we will start with the seven limb prayer on page 27 in the Gold Book. And I believe Geshe-la stopped at LC 91 on page 147 in the Retreat Book. So I don't know if you'll review LC 91 or not, but that was the last stanza he was doing, exchanging self and others. In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27. And we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer. I don't know where it is in the white binder. Gosum gupe gone chatelo Yu sham yi tu chu ti ma lu bu To me ne sa di tun tam che shak Ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong Korwa ma tom bar du le shu ne Dro la che ki ko lo korwa dang Da shen ge nan chan chu chen po ngo I'll turn to page 97. And let's chant the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page, page 97 in the Gold Prayer Book. sāshī pārkī shūshīng mētok tāmrī rāvīshī nītē gēn pādē sāngē jīngdū mītē uā yīdrō pūnām dāt shīnglā chērpā shō Lama Dampa Kienam Kichu Kukala Kiense Jujinti Chita Dampi Duje Sima Lasha Getcha Ki Shalpa Waptu Sa Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kamiriya Tayami Chidam Saki Chanam La Chan Chubadu Dani Kyap Suti Taki Chen Yangi Peser Nam Gido La Penche Sanke Du Parsha Chidam Saki Chanam La Chan Chubadu Dani Kyap Suti Taki Chen Yangi Peser Nam Gido La Penche Sanke Du Parsha Chidam Saki Chanam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kasuchi Dagi Chen Yangi Pesanam Gido La Fenchu Sangye Du Parsha
Ramula, what is the mantra?
Oh, okay.
21.
Okay. So if you turn to page 64 in the Gold Prayer Book, 64. That was the verse of praise at the very top. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatista Dido Mebawa Sutokayo Mebawa Supokayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Sutsame Titam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakata Vajramame Muse Vajrapawa Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tishta Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Titam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat Vajra Mame Muche Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupala Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarvat karma sutam ne sitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat vajra mame mucha vajra bawa maha samaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manu palaya vajra sato teno patishta didome Sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayach, sarva karma susamne, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, vajremamne mucha vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido mebawa, Sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutamne, chitam shriyam kuru. Ahahaho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, vajra mame munche vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido me bawa, sudokayo me bawa, supokayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum, ahahaho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, vajra mame munche vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido me bawa, Sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, vajremamne munche vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido nebawa, sudokayo nebawa, Supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayach, sarva karma susamne, chitam shriyam kuru. Ahahaho, bhagavan, sarva tatakata, vajra mame munche vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido nebawa, Sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayach, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, vajramamne munche vajra bawa maha, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido nebawa, Sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, vajremamne munche vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido nebawa, Sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, vajremamne munche vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido nebawa, sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, vajremamne munche vajra bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manu palaya, vajra sato teno patishta dido nebawa, sudokayo nebawa, supokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva Vasilime prayacha sarvar karma susamne etitam shriyam kuruhum. Aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat. Vajemane mucha bhaja bhava mahasamay. Sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya. Bhaja sato teno patishta didome bhava. Suto kayam ne bhava, supo kayam ne bhava. Anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, chitam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, bhajve mamne muche, bhajve bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhajve sato samaya, manu palaya, bhajve sato teno pati, shtadi domne, Suto kayom ne bawa, supo kayom ne bawa, anuraktom ne bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, bhajve mamne muche, bhajve bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhajve sato samaya, manu palaya, bhajve sato teno pati, shtati dome bawa, suto kayom ne bawa, supo kayom ne bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, bhagavan, vatatakata, bhajve mamne muche, bhajve bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhajve sato samaya, manu palaya, bhajve sato teno pati, shtati dome bawa, suto kayom ne bawa, supo kayom ne bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, bhajve mamne muche, bhajve bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhajve sato samaya, manu palaya, bhajve sato teno pati, shtati dome bawa, So kayom ne bawa, supo kayom ne bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayach, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, bhajve mamne muche, bhajve bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhajve sato samaya, manu palaya, bhajve sato teno pati, shtati dome bawa, suto kayom ne bawa, supo kayom ne bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susamne titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat bhajve mamne muche bhajve bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om bhajve sato samaya manu palaya bhajve sato teno pati shtati dome bawa suto kayom ne bawa supo kayom ne bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susamne Titam Shriyam Kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat, Vajra Mamne Mushe Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya, Sato Ahum Te Om, Vajra Sato Samaya, Manu Balaya, Vajra Sato Teno Pati Shtati Dome Bhava, Suto Kayom Ne Bhava, Supo Kayom Ne Bhava, Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, vajra mamne munche, vajra bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te.
Through the power of reciting Vajra, through the power of reciting Vajra mantras, purifies any negative karma associated with the body, spirit, and mind in three times, so the past, present, and futures. To the power of reciting Buddha Vajrasattva mantra, you should visualize deep down from your heart, you should visualize that Buddha Vajrasattva is calling your name, oh my fortunate child, all your negative karma in three parts, all your negative karma, no, the three times negative karma created by body, speech, and mind is completely purified. Out of ignorance or not knowing, or something that's no negative karma, not knowing, or out of ignorance, not breaking pledge, samaya, vows, so on and so forth, all those negative karma has been completely purified. And your body, speech, and mind becomes, you know, pure as Buddha Vajrasattva Bodhisattva mind, okay? Or you can visualize that Buddha Vajrasattva Bodhisattva mind become one with your body, speech, and mind. So, thank you very much. This is very, very powerful purification practice. So reciting Buddha Vajrasattva names. As we discussed, I think last Sunday, the purification, you know, the best way to forgive yourself, the best way to forgive yourself from the Buddhist point of view is to purify. Self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness, the purification practice is self-forgiveness, you know? It's the practice of, you know, how to forgive oneself, purification practice. Thinking something negative out of positive mindset, then doing something positive, that's the way to forgive yourself. Not like thinking something negative out of negative mind and doing nothing. That's not good. Thinking something negative out of positive mindset and do something positive, that's how you purify. Oh. So then the end, rejoice. No, rejoice. So the end, then instead of feeling bad, you feel good. Instead of feeling bad, you feel good. Then you did something rather than doing nothing. You did something. Also, that's how you know, once, you know, there's a way to purify our body or mind. That's how to purify or, you know, cleansing the body and the mind. So the purification practice is self-forgiveness. That's the best way to, you know, forgive oneself. It's very good. So if you can recite, you know, at least. So I think good Wednesday night we do as a group, so there's more benefit as doing as a group, you know. So because each person's probably creating, like carrying different amounts of merit they created in their life. So therefore, you know, doing practice as a group always better, you know, more powerful or better. Then when it comes down on dedications, so of course there are now like many, many texts that you can read about dedications. So Buddhism is, you know, the Tongdanila Chawanis, very, very critical or very important. The beginning, intentions, is very important. At the end, the dedication is very important. We must dedicate. I'm going to dedicate merit that I've been created by reciting Buddha Vajra mantras out of positive intentions. I'm going to dedicate that merit. Likewise, all the past Buddha and present Buddha, future Buddha, likewise they dedicate. So then you know that's the best way to dedicate. Even though there's the verses, you know, that's you can look at the prayer, the end of the 35 Buddha confession practice, or you know, there's stanza in the Kadambas of the prayer books, Jambeba, Chitachambada, Punta Samvatiyati, and that was, you know, likewise, Buddhisattva Samadha Bhattaras, I'm going to dedicate my merit, likewise, Buddhisattva Samadha Bhattara dedicated his merit, like that, okay? I'm going to dedicate my merit, you know, doesn't have to be huge, you know, any merit is huge, any merit is big, you know, so when you look at the seed of the redwood tree in California, when you look at the seed, it's just tiny, you know, like this big. Can't believe that, you know, the seed is going to be like this huge, gigantic tree. You don't see that, you know, that's the just external causality. Can you imagine the internal causality, you know? Every merit, if you dedicate it, you know, if you don't know how to dedicate, then just think, you know, I'm going to dedicate my merit. Likewise, the past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha, like either, in the same way, the past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha, exactly the same way, the way they dedicated. So I'm going to dedicate the merit like that. So then, you know, no need to read. So, Pandanila Chavan is quite important, no? Intentions, then dedication. So that's how life, you know, improves, you know, mind improves. That's how mind improves. So then always, every day, something to feel good about, rather than, you know, feeling good about something. Dependent on some external things. It's not dependent on some external things, you know. There's always, you know, something to feel good about. That's very much has a related internal, you know, in the mind. So thank you. Then welcome to Lamrim class. So today, out of three, Chibuchungi Lamjin Jimbas, small scope, middle scope, so now we are in the great scope, you know, or Mayana vehicles. So, so I'm going to, which step did we stop last?
We started at
So maybe let me review first. This is not quite important, you know, important practice. Sumba chibu chimbe lamje zimba lo lo so ni so it has two, you know, I'm reading the commentary, so it has two sections, you know, how to practice mayana path, okay, how to enter into mayana path or how to practice mayana path. There's two sections. First, generating bodhicitta, so Chajitsu Senjitsu, generating bodhicitta, Senjitsu Chobalasu. So, after, when you have after that, you know, first generate bodhicitta, you know, how to generate bodhicitta. Then after that, how to practice bodhisattva deed, which refers to six perfections, okay, bodhisattva deeds. How to practice bodhisattva deeds, so, after generating bodhicitta. These are the two sections. 圣洁之道，全圣洁的教法路是唐末的思想。The fast, then after the fast, 提醒你南极走完，你也全部结束说 ，how to develop or generate compassions, how to develop compassions, which is the root, or the root of Mayana path, 提醒你南极走完。Which is the root of the Mayana path.、Oh? Without compassion,、oh? you know, so then there will be no like bodhicitta, no bodhicitta, they're not able to practice six perfections, you know,、not able to practice six perfections.、well, as we wish.、Oh? Mm.提前就拉些杂物，你就全部接收去。罗中团队面过呢，但是你就工资结巴些巴些。罗中团队嘛，So there's like a 7-point mind training tracks. Now there are 100 different types of mind training tracks. The 7-point mind training tracks composed by Vishy Chekawa, one of the Kadama masters. You know, Kadama masters. He composed it.This, you know, 7-point mind training text. So, so, Lojong Tundimi Gune, Dashin Nyamji, Gumsu Jebar Shebas, this Lama who wrote this commentary is going to explain how to practice exchanging oneself with other, exchanging oneself with other based on this 7-point mind training text. He says, no, Lama is going to give,elaborate explanations about how to do the practice of, you know, exchange oneself with others based on this 7-point mindfulness text. Lojong Tundimi Gune, Dashin Nyamji Gumsu Jeba Sheba She, Fasam Da Simjian Gumsu She, Fasam Da Simjian Gumsu, how to meditate on bodhicitta andHaksam, it's not like, I hope that, you know, maybe somebody else will help, you know. Not like that. So I myself take full responsibility to help, you know, not to just wait, okay, maybe someone else, you know, will, you know, help. That's called extraordinary mind, or extraordinary mind, you know. Little bit higher than compassion, you know, compassion is,just the wish to free all beings from sufferings. But Faksam means sometimes you can call extraordinary compassions. Why is it extraordinary? Because they'll say, I myself will do, you know, not just somebody will do, maybe I will wait, you know, so if nobody does, then I will do. It's not like that. I myself will, you know, do that, you know, so they're called extraordinary or special compassions.Or extra special compassion. So compassion is just a will, just a hard power to, you know, to liberate all living beings from suffering. So, oh yeah. So some of the same gumsu je tene, mention the judum linsu so, how to take Buddhist vows. First one is called wishing Buddhistava, and second one is called,engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta. Example, you know, like say, wish to go. But the second one is like, actually you are in the move. You are going. Not just wish to go, you are going. So wish to go to, I say,wish to go to ski. So going to ski, not the same. Wish to go to something. Oh yeah. Mention the how to take, you know, wishing Buddhist vows and engaging Buddhist vows. Judo Lensu Ji. Dangbo Ni, so. Chanju Ji Simu Ji Dangwa Ki, Dangbo Ni, so.Simjue, Chenjuki, Simjue, Damga, instructions, that instructions, the instructions, Dhamma, quintessential instructions, Dhamma, you know, help us to develop bodhicitta. This is called Chanjusenjunga Dhamma. The quintessential instructions how to develop bodhicitta. Chanjusenjunga Dhamma. Dabo. Dabo. Like I said, leader. Not just leader, the main leader, main leader of this particular instruction, quintessential instruction, how to develop bodhicitta. Who is that leader? Main leader, Lama Atisha. Lama Atisha is the main leader. Oh, here, Indian master. No, here. Lama Atisha. Lama Atisha. Indian master, Lama Atisha, from the West Bengal. Lama Atisha, you know, Lama Atisha last, Chanju Ji Sen Jure, Shinda Chimbi, Dama Chebaji Ni, Nadi, Nandi Ni, Chebaji Ni, Nadi. Lama Atisha, this is now second knowledge. So later on you can, you know, explain to someone else. If somebody has wished to develop bodhicitta, you can explain, you know, like that, okay? So that's why I'm going quite details here. Lama Adisha la Chanju Jisim Jumi, Shinda Chimbu, Shinda Chimbu, Shinda Jisim Jumi, Shinda Chimbu, Dhamma Chabaji Ni, Ngate, so some mistake here, but in different text. Ni Nangde Ale. Lama Adisha la Chanju Jisim Jumi, Shinda Chimbu, Dhamma Chabaji Ni, Lama Adisha la Chanju Jisim Jumi, Shinda Chimbu, Dhamma Chabaji Nangde. Probably is like for this. Lama Adisha, why is Lama Adisha is the main leader of this quintessential instruction how to develop bodhicitta? Because Lama Adisha, you know, as Lama Adisha received those two critical instructions, there's two different instructions. Is Lama Adisha received both instructions? That's why Lama Adisha received, there's no two different types of instructions. Possess, you know, those two instructions. And what are those two instructions? Junde menga dunju go the same jungwa cha. First one is called Junde menga dunju, so six cause and one result. That's the one of the instructions there. Junde menga dunju, six cause and one result. That's the one of the instructions name. Second one is exchanging self with others. There's two types of, you know. There's two instructions. There's two different instructions how to develop bodhicitta. These are the two instructions. First one is six causes and one result. The second one is exchanging oneself with others. Yudhi mengat jen sem jyotu da dachi nyamje gode sem jyotu ni soje. Tini kange gode jyonya tepa chimbe lamje tawa nje chimbo yimbe jyave dode tu ma soje so. Tenye kange gone jonya so whichever instructions that you choose to develop bodhicitta, it really doesn't matter. No, there's two different types of instructions. But whichever instruction you choose to develop bodhicitta, but what you need is compassion. Compassion, both instructions require compassion, because compassion is the root cause of bodhicitta. Without compassion, there will be no bodhicitta, okay? Tenye kange, that's what Lama said in commentary. Tenye kange gone jonya, tepa chumbe lamche tawa nji chumbo yimbali, jave dode to masunches. No, so compassion is the root cause of bodhicitta. It's been said, repeatedly said, in, you know, like in the sutras here. All the sutras, you know, said in the sutras. Shakyamuni Buddha said it repeatedly. Nji chumbo ni, mi soki ombotar, mi soki ombotar, tabachimbi lamji sotu sundes. Compassion is like the life has a say life energy has a Life energy?
Yeah.
Huh? What is life energy?
What sustains you?
Yeah, well, exactly. What sustains you? That's called life energy. What do you call life energy?
Oh, life.
Life force.
Essence. That keeps us alive. Like essence. That force, you know, is the vital part of human, vital part of us. Because of that, we are alive. You know, vital part. You know, what do you call it? So, kind of life force. Tibetan word is called sok. So I'm not sure how to translate, but in the dictionary they translate it like soul, but that's not correct one. They translate it, now when you look at English Tibetan dictionary, then they translate soul, I think that's not the right one. Sok is like life force that keeps you alive. Make sense? Life force. Okay. That's the life force is a vital, very vital part of my life force is a vital part of me. Without that I would be not life. No, similarly, compassion is like the life force of Mayana path. Okay? Mayana path. Okay? Well, without that, you know, there will be no Mayana path, no, maybe just word. Just no word, Mayana path. Compassion is like the life force of Mayana path. Likewise, life force is the vital part of human life, like that. Lamji so to sunde, teva chimbu, let lam tamji, minji chimbula, never. Because all the Mayana path, when you think of Mayana path, there are like five sets, right? First one is called path of accumulations, path of preparations, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning. There's five stages in the Mayana path. Path beyond learning, then you are enlightened, no? Like that, okay? That's why all the Mayana path, all these five so the Mayana path is heavily dependent on compassion. Okay? Tabajimbu lam tamji nyechimbu neba. So, nyechimbu tawajin this. Compassion is the root of all the path. Nyechimbu mela tejin lamji, tejin lam kaya nebi shimbu. So, without compassion, there will be no Mayana path. No? Even like Shakyamuni Buddha said here, all the sutras, here also we have the 18, I'm not sure how many, like, 18 Tsongkhapa's works also included here, Lama Tsongkhapa and like, I think his two main disciples, there's like probably like around 25 volumes. Except 25 volumes, then all rest is like taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, it's called Sutra, all the sutras. So it's all in Tibetan, no translated in Tibetan. And a little bit of Sanskrit in the beginning, other than all the rest is Tibetan, in Tibetan. So in that, all the sutras said many times, the compassion is like the root of all the Mayana path. All the Mayana path are heavily dependent on great compassion. So, and not just that, Nagarjuna, one of the Indian masters, Nagarjuna also said in his many books. Then Dhavatava is one of the Nagarjuna's disciples, Chandakuti. Dhavatava is a teaching in London, Jobala, Njichimbu, Tonda Pasun, Kechawa, Jubasundi. So, compassion is in the beginning, is like water. It's very important. Without water, nothing will grow. Compassion in the beginning, compassion is very important. In the middle, compassion is very important. In the end, when you enlighten, still compassion is very important. Compassion is important from beginning to end. It is not just important in the beginning, in the middle is not needed, it's not like that. It's beginning to end. So Santa Kriti said in Madhyamaka Avatara, you know, that's like the root text about emptiness. Madhyamaka Avatara, that's the name of the text, Umala Juba, Madhyamaka Avatara, the name of the text, and it's already translated in English. So in that text, then he said, Santa Kriti said that, you know, the compassion is the importance of that. Why this author is quoting all these texts? He didn't make it up. No, he didn't make it. It's not his idea. That's like all that's been said. So that's why the sutra, if you look at that, you will find. If you look at Nagarjuna text, you will find. If you look at Chandrakriya text, the Chandrakriya text I remember by heart. I remember, not all of them, but you know, this particular part I remember. So when you look at that text, you will find there. It's not like this has his idea, you know. It's just been said. He's just repeating, you know. Showing that, you know, whatever has been said here is originated in Buddha's teaching, you know. It has history of 2,500 years. It's not just somebody just made it up. Oh, and that's why, you know, they quote, you know, to quote. All the scholars, you know, when it's come down on this, you know, root of the Mayana path, there's no argument. They all agree, you know, compassion is the root of all the Mayana path. In order to generate compassion, what you need love. Sometimes there's a loving kindness, sometimes there's a chamba. Chamba means love. Actually, chamba means love. Loving kindness. I'm not sure where the kindness comes from. Chamba. Chamba. Anybody have idea? Chamba. Chamba means love. You know, there's a lot of people have named chamba. Chamba in Tibetan word means love, you know. Chamba. Yiwongi chamba. So Yiwongi chamba means. Yi wong, you know, like yi wong, yi mind, wong means there's something that pleases your mind. Some kind of object that pleases your mind, that's called yi wong. Yi wong is chamba. Then there's love. What's called love? Then the love that, you know, your heart is pleased by some kind of as a yi wong, you know, something that you like to see, you know, something is not like something you don't like to see, something that you like to see, that's called yi wong. That, you know, object makes your mind pleased. Make sense? Yi wong. Then you call that, you know, that called chamba, means love. Yi wong is chamba. Huh? The love, it's not just love, the love they see something wonderful, you know, something wonderful. Huh? It's not like pity. Pity, something wonderful. You won't get chamba. You won't get chamba. In order to develop compassion, this is all for knowledge, sake of knowledge, okay? This is all sake of knowledge. How bodhicitta has been developed. If you really want to explain to someone else, if somebody has interest, that's how you explain, you know? In order to develop bodhicitta, first you need to generate compassion. In order to generate compassion, you need love. Without love, there will be no compassion, no? See? No love, no compassion. No compassion, no bodhicitta. Then no mind on the path. It's not just, you know, it's wonderful to have. It's not like, it is mandatory. Mandatory, you have to have love. Without love, there will be no compassion. So, you have to have compassion in order to have bodhicitta. Dila shinta chimbo tamje gongba chunla yiwonga chamba. So everybody also agreed that, you know, in order to develop bodhicitta, you have to develop, you know, love, loving kindness, love, you know. Kindness, I'm not sure how the word comes, kindness, loving kindness. yungi chamba, tap kangi jebala, yungi chamba, yungi chamba, tap kangi, yungi chamba, tap kangi jebala, tap kangi jebala, mengagi, go minda wa njua indos. Now the here, how to develop love. See, compassion that you observe, you know, somebody is going through some kind of difficulties. No, you have to observe some kind of difficulties. Without that, there will be no compassion. How someone generates compassion? Someone observe or witness some kind of difficulties, you know, people going through. So then based on that, then you generate compassion. Love, that's from the Buddhist point of view. Compassion is will to liberate difficulty that you observe, and that's heart power or willpower to liberate, free them from their difficulty. That's called compassion. Love, you see somebody struggling to get something in order to be happy. So then you help him or her to get that, to be happy. You know, that's the definition of love. You know, it's not like based on look. Love is not, from a Buddhist point of view, the love here, the cause of compassion, that particular love is not based on look. That's based on persons, you know, like the kind of like willpower to help that person to achieve the goal that like the method or technique how to develop love. Then, based on that method or technique, how to develop love, and that, you know, that's the, how is the, the subject. So that from there, you know, two different kind of instructions merge. Two different instructions merge, how to develop the technique or method to develop love. So from there, two different instructions emerge. Emerge. Huh? Emerge. Yeah. Come out.
Come out.
Emerge.
Yeah.
Come out.
Emerge.
Emerge. Emerge. Oh, another one is
merge.
Oh, merge. Also. No, emerge. 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 Yeah. Emerge. Panchaparamita Sutra, Panchaparamita Sutra, Panchaparamita Sutra, according to the Panchaparamita Sutra, they are Sinjian Nam Nindu Gomba, Nindu Gomne, Nindu Gomnes. Yong Chamba Chevan, Sishindo Lissundesa. Here, that one emerge, there's two instructions. The one instruction here is like Nye, Da means, you know, like the person that we consider as enemy, that's called Da. For enemy. To bring Da. Nye means close one. Loved one, Danye. Parma means, you know, between, you don't care, it's not your friend, not your enemy, it's just stranger, you know, somebody else, you know, you don't know them. Danye Parma, Sun. Nye, it's like close one. Sinjin Nam Nyendu Gomne, so, first, what you need to do, this is, we are talking about here, universal compassion, not just talking about compassion, you know, universal compassion, no. Sinje nam nyendo gomne, sinje nam sinje means those who possess mind, called sentient beings. That the sentient beings means those who possess mind. So it's not just human, it's like including every being, so every living beings. Nyendo gomnes. First, what you need to do if you have wish to develop bodhicitta and compassion, then before compassion, loving kindness or love. How you develop love according to this instruction, how you develop love. First thing that you need to see sentient beings is like someone, to see them as like close one. Okay, make sense? See them as close one, Doing that practice, seeing all sentient beings, something very close to your heart. Oh, so then from there, you develop loving kindness or love. So that's the order. That's one way to develop love. Seeing all sentient beings, something very close. So then developing love. So that explanation is in the Panchaparamita Sutras, okay? Panchaparamita Sutras. Tēyā sīngjēnā nīndu gōmni yīwōngi chāpa chēpāni shīshīng dōli sūngshīngshī. Tī jēsū tāni lōbēchīmu dāwā tāpātā, tāntā kōmīdā. Kēchō kāma lāshīlā nāmi sēmbā sīngjēnā mār gōmdē, so. Based on that sutra, that's the root text, the sutra, the Panchaparamita Sutra suggests first, we have to feel close to all living beings. Feel close. Then from there, then you can, develop love. Where it said in the Panchaparamita Sutras. So based on that sutras, then after that, many scholars, such as like Chandrakirti, there's many scholars, they wrote commentaries. That's the root text. So, based on that Panchaparamita Sutra, there's one of the instructions how to develop bodhicitta, like six causes and one result. This instruction is emerged from that Panchaparamita Sutra, okay? In the Panchaparamita Sutra, doesn't say seven cause, one result, didn't say like that. Panchaparamita Sutra says, first, you need to feel very close to all living beings. Then you can develop love. That's all it said in the Panchaparamita Sutra. So then those scholars, they elaborate. What it means, So, therefore, one, the six cause and one result, that instructions emerge from that Panchaparamita Sutra. And in that instructions begin with, all mother sentient beings. First of all, Mashe, recognizing,
also the beings
within
our mothers?
That's when, they all send has the
in the
Buddhist text, it's called all mother sentient beings. That's where it's coming from, that idea, all mother sentient beings. Because mother, generally speaking, mother is the closest being that we had in this life. Right from the birth, that's the person that we feel close, we feel safe, we feel the child, not just human child, every child. Right from the beginning, they feel comfortable, close, that's like their mother, their mother. So seeing now all living beings like that doesn't mean, you are my mother, I'm your mother. It's not like that. Also, then that also leads back to, life. It has beginning or it has end. According to Buddhism, there's no beginning. There's no beginning. And some people, when they heard that idea, they kind of freak out. Life is not beginning. Even if you pick one piece of seeds, where does it begin? Something that you can see, and something you can just pick up one seed, where did it begin? Who knows? Anybody knows? Seeds, huh? Yeah, we eat seed all the time. Do we eat seed?
Yeah.
You pick one seed, where it comes from, no, it's not beginning. But if it ends, if you burn, finish. That seed is now finished, you know. Or if you keep that seed in the box, you know, keep that dry in the box, it will never reproduce. You know? There's no beginning, but no. Sentient beings, no, there's no beginning. But you know, there's end, you know. So like same seed has no beginning, but there's end. If you burn, it's finished, you know, it's finished. You know? So, we are not talking about, you know, this body, not talking about mind, you know. Mind has no beginning. No beginning, no end, no. Everything that end, it will begin again. You know, everything that end, it will be, it's not just dead end. Dead end? No. Death is not dead end. Death is detour. Detour? It's like, so you know, every end is in the beginning, you know, it's like cycle, that's what I say. Anyway, so that whole idea about this six causes and one result, that instruction you name may not do, is, you know, that you have to have some knowledge about, you know, this, you know, the consciousness, okay, where the consciousness begins. And Buddhism, you know, everything is dependent, there's no independent. Such a thing is called independent. There's no independent. Everything is dependent. Dependent origination. So now you see, like, this six cause and one result, the instructions emerge from this Panchaparamita Sutra. Kejo Kamala Shilam Jatama Sinjen Margum De Ti Tisam Begone Yehonga Chabachavan Telas. As you see them as a very close, it's like you're in this life, moms, you know, you feel so close, so, you know, like that. Try to see that, you know, with all living beings, you know, try to think of this, So then recalling the kindness, you know, how much mother sacrificed, you know, like, Marshi, Chinti, my teacher, Chinso, Marshi, first is called Marshi, recognizing all beings as your mother, has been your mother, my teacher, recalling their kindness, my teacher, Chinso, then repaying the kindness, or repaying the kindness, Marshi, teacher, Chinso, you won't chamba, Marshi, Chinti, Chinso, you won't chamba, So then, first one is recognizing all beings like closest you are, this, closest, try to see them as like mother. In this life, mother, you know, so I see them like the mother. Then, remembering the kindness, then repaying the kindness, then after that, Yuvachamba. So then after that, love. No, Yuvachamba. I'm not sure, does anybody have English translation?
It's on page 146. Right?
Can you read, please, the seven scores, how you translate it?
The first is understanding all sentient beings to be your mother.
But no, the Tibetan word is much shorter, it's called Marshe. If you're interested in the short word, you learn Tibetan. Called Marshe, that's all, Marshe.
The second is remembering their kindness. The third is wishing to repay their kindness.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth is generating love through the force of attraction.
No, that's called emotion, but that's the one, you know. In order to develop compassion, you have to develop that first, didn't it? That's number four.
Yes. Yeah. The fifth is generating great compassion, and the sixth is developing the special brave attitude.
So that's number six.
Developing the special brave attitude.
So just say special compassion. That is special compassion. No, this like literally translation of the word. No, can you repeat that, please? Last one.
Developing the special brave attitude.
Is that the same as highest intention?
Yeah, that's pretty much last one. Yes. So anyway, you know, just, you know, these are all, that's how you meditate. You know, when you say, oh, maybe a bodhicitta, I don't know how to meditate on bodhicitta. That's exactly how you meditate on bodhicitta. You just remember those seven points. You go through them, you know, and then you try to, you know, first, you just imagining, you know, so like practically, it's not that easy. But first, in order to do practically, first you have to, how is it, mentally, you have to, you know, mentally. It doesn't mean that you have to interact with all these, you know, all sentient beings. That's probably hard. To interact with all sentient beings, you know. So then you have to be like, what do you say?
Be like Jesus.
Yeah, you have to be every, you know, like, every, like, first, you know, mentally, you know, mentally. That's exactly, so see, if you ever wonder, oh, how I can do meditation on bodhicitta, that's exactly how you do meditation on bodhicitta. You know, so you just, you know, like, review the instruction in your mind, and then meditate, you know. In the beginning, it's just going to be like, you know, intellectual. And slowly, slowly, there will be feelings, you know. There will be some feelings, you know. Feelings. Or Otherwise, it's not like interacting with, you know, you have to socialize with all kinds of people. No, no. Because, you know, a lot of hermits, they meditate in the cave. They don't socialize with anybody else, you know. So they just mentally, you know, every day that's how they think, you know, mentally. You know. So this is all, you know, meditation, okay? Good to know how to meditate on bodhicitta. That's exactly how you meditate on bodhicitta. So just remember the idea. If you can remember the word, that's another point. Just remember idea. Idea. Just remember the idea. So this is called six cause and one result. Result is bodhicitta. Then the sixth, you know, say, one more time. Can you repeat one more time?
The first is understanding all sentient beings to be your mother. Second is remembering their kindness. Third is wishing to repay their kindness. Fourth is generating love through the force of attraction.
So they call yivong yivong, the word yivong. There's the force of attraction, that's called yivong. Chamba, that's love. Yivong chamba, you know, that's also all this, they practice all the word, Tibetan word there. You know, yivong chamba means force of
attraction.
Force of attraction. For mother, you know, like, whatever child may look like, for mother, that's very, for mother, this child is, doesn't matter how he or she looks, that's very attractive. Like that. It's not just like, not like, you know, like attractive. This is nothing to do with the physical, but, you know, it's like how the mother sees their child, you know, doesn't matter what child they know. No, so, and that's like that force of
attraction.
Force of attraction, like that, you know, attraction, so. Exactly how the mother sees their child. No matter how the child looks like, you know. Some child, you know, they have some kind of problems, but the mother, for mother, that's the most attractive, you know. That's how, it's like unconditional, bound, you know, like love, you know, care, all of that, you know. That's what you always have, isn't it?
Then the fifth is generating great compassion. The sixth is developing the special brave attitude.
So now see, love, then compassion. So then, that's special. That's actually special compassion. The last one, can you repeat the last one?
Developing the special brave attitude.
Special brave attitude. That means, okay, I'm not going to wait, or maybe like, you know, oh, Ranasi will take care of us. Not like this. I myself, I will do. You know, maybe I'll just wait, where's Ranasi? Maybe she will, you know, she will do, you know. So not like that. No, I will do by myself. That's called special.
Special brave attitude.
Special brave, Lhasa Ninja, special brave, it's called Lhasa Ninja, you know, special compassion. Special compassion, okay. So that just remember the idea. Oh yeah, thank you. And so now that's the one instructions, how to develop bodhicitta, or how to meditate on bodhicitta. These are the one instructions. Huh? It's very important to follow the instructions that has histories, you know, histories. Many people use those instructions. Lama Tsongkhapa used the same instructions, not like, or Lama Tsongkhapa or Milarepa, they use something very secret. No, they use same instructions. That's how they develop bodhicitta. Lama Tsongkhapa use same instructions. Same piece of rock. I touch the tendula, rock, same rock. But the person who is holding the rock have different understanding of dharma, maybe, you know, different levels of merit. No, but this is like, it's the same like water, you know, pouring from the brass to silver to gold, same water, you know, just different like pots. So don't remember like this, it's like same one piece of stone, somebody passed to me, I passed to Tendula passed, you know, like that stone has been touched by so many different kinds of people, the stone itself is same stone, no? So here, the story refers to the instructions. Instructions are the same instructions, okay? There's no something secret instructions that Lama Tsongkhapa practices, not the same instructions. So that's the one instruction, okay? Out of two instructions, quintessential instruction, how to develop bodhicitta. So this one is the one. Six causes and one result, no good to remember. Then next time you don't need to wonder, how to meditate on bodhicitta. You already know how to meditate on bodhicitta. When you're going through this seven cause one result, when you're reviewing that, you are doing review meditation on bodhicitta, how to develop bodhicitta. So then slowly, if you gain some kind of feelings, so then it's good, no? Then slowly, it's going to be not just understanding, it's going to be experiential understanding of these instructions. In the beginning, it's just, you know, intellectual understanding, okay? Slowly, no? If you're wondering about, you know, the detailed explanation of those, you know, this particular instructions, so then one there are a number of texts you can read. Da yang da jinji ji jian tang xin jinji ji pe tuma pe go tuma de san de yong chamba dum ni ni ji mo ji sun ni do pa ji de sun de. So now the second instructions, so so this is now all sake of knowledge, also, you know, for if you have will to practice, and also, you know, you can use. Again here, da chin jing ki chen chi, downfall of, you know, how is it, this attitude, my way, everything has to be my way, you know. There's always no me, always me, there's nothing for others, always, you know. So there's like attitude, okay, da chin jing. When you literally translate this word, it's going to be self-cherishing. If you literally translate, that's like self-cherishing. And sometimes, unfortunately, people misunderstand. That means cherishing myself is not good. Yeah, of course, we have to cherish ourselves. how are you going to get enlightened? How are you going to be free from samsara if you don't cherish yourself, if you don't take care of yourself? But taking care of yourself, there's nothing wrong. Self-cherishing, da jianzi, has negative connotations. You know, self-cherishing does not have negative connotations. Do you agree? Huh? Samula, do you agree? Yeah, so I say my prayers, I do purification practice because I care for myself, you know. If you don't care, then you'll never get enlightened. You'll never get liberated. Oh, this is like the attitude of me. How the best way to say it in English? You understand?
Yes.
Attitude. That in this journey, the downside of that attitude. Okay? Attitude change into cherishing other. You know, contemplating on the benefit of cherishing other. Benefit of cherishing other. You end up with more friends, you know. More people want to be around with you, be around with you, or change it. Number wise, Lama said many times, number wise, his holiness said all the time, number wise, you just one, you know. Others, like, that's limitless. Number wise. Change into Japan, go to money, something. This is something to think about. You know, it's not just something to talk about. Of course, we have to talk, but not just talk. How do you say? Not just talk, then walk.
Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk.
Well, don't just talk the talk, walk the walk.
Yes.
Don't just talk the talk, bodhicitta. Walk the walk, bodhicitta. Yeah. This is to think about. No, this is not just, you know, talk the talk.
Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk.
Why there's two talk the talk? Emphasize. Getting very close to your pet. If you don't cherish your pet, the animal also feel, you know. When you give love, when you beat compassion, when you care about them, when you sincerely care about them, they feel that, even though they don't speak any language. They feel. Even animals feel. Oh. See. Benefit of cherishing other. So need to think about benefit of cherishing other. Not just from like one angle. Many different angles, you know. Not just one angle. Many different angles. Go means, you know, it's not just one way, you know, many different ways to think about benefit of chasing other, not just one way. Go literally means draw. It's not just, you know, not just look at one draw, many, you know, look at all kinds of, you know, or it will help to minimize problem the community face based on religious belief, based on culture, based on traditions, all of that will minimize, you know. Need to look at all kinds of ways, not just Buddhist way, you know, all kinds of ways. So bottom line is to cherishing the benefit of cherishing others, how to think about that from various ways. Because it's not easy.
It's not easy, therefore, need to think very severe, you know, very severe. You know? If you're nice to be nice to your neighbor, they're going to be nice to you. If you're going to mean to them, they're going to mean to you. You know? If you offer them some service, they will offer you some service, like that. You know? The cherishing other. That's how the cherishing began. Cherishing other. Go to mother something, you won't chamba chamba dunes. So that's how you develop love, chamba or love, how to develop love. By thinking the downside of, you know, like just thinking about yourself, that attitude, or the benefit of, you know, benefit of cherishing others. Thinking that that's the one way to develop, you know, love. Chamba, you won't chamba dunes. That chamba, then say you won't chamba chamba, force of attractions. Chamba, the force of attraction, no? You won't chamba dunne, you get chamba chisune, do power chisune soon this, no? That's like, the first one is how to develop compassion, the based on Panchaparamita Sutra. That, you know, is like six cause and one result, that instructions. The second one is called Dopache, not how to translate. That's another sutra, don't know how to translate Dopache. So, Chamba, you know, thinking about the downside of, you know, this attitude, my way or highway, that attitude, and thinking about the benefit of changing others, then through that you can develop love. Then from love you can develop compassion. That's, you know, this instruction or method, here is this method or technique, it's been said in one particular sutra, it's called Dopache. So, I don't know how to translate Dopa, Domi Sutra, Pavoche, I have no idea. Dopa. So that's why, you know, sometimes I wish I could speak fluent English. So that I can say, you know, but even though I speak fluent English, probably I don't know how to translate that one. Anyway, ti jezo tane, ti jezo tane, jase shivale, labju da chunju ni su, tati tani she la sa, ti jezo tane. Ti jezo tane, so, sul tene gomoluru je umar jira, so this is kind of giving us the history, how these two different types of instructions emerge. It's giving some history, so. Ti jezo tane jade shivala, labje da chunju nizu, sadza tene shela, so. So, following this particular sutra, then Shantideva, probably you all know Shantideva, who wrote the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, this text. Shantideva then really has to give the detailed explanations how to practice or meditate on that in Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. So that's another text called Labdhi, that's like continuum. Labdhi, so I don't know how to translate that. So there's only two texts, huh? Labdhi, there was Chinju, the well-known Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Labdhi, there's another text. The love to, you know, to guide the Buddhist way of life. In that text, Shantideva did not quote many sutras. It's pretty much, you know, straightforward. The text, probably you or most of you already read that text. Love to, there's a one text, there's many, many sutras has been quoted in that text. It's called Love to, So now, then after that I'll stop, okay, now time is over. So I hope I'll find here, so let me see. Oh yeah, then... Oh, now I remember. So, Shiksha Samucha, no, Shiksha Samucha, Bodhicharya Avatara, the guide to Buddha's way of life, Shiksha Samucha, Shiksha Samucha, Shiksha Samucha, there's the text. Condominium. Condominium. Compendium of precept. Compendium of precept. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, we are making good progress, okay? We are making good progress.
So in the Gold Book, if you turn to page 235, let's read the first two stanzas.
The continue next Wednesday, these detailed explanations, I think it's quite important. So continue next Wednesday.
Gewaji Then turn to page 244 and 245. Jonu ye na la wang sho tu awa ta re sem ba ra so pa lo san ge we de ton le pe sho sha che ge yo la ma so wa tu su chan je dang ge ge we en ge yo be we kun zu do po Om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Oh. So now you know the instructions that we just studied, you know, this six cause result. Even though you are doing review meditation, you get close to bodhicitta. No, so that, you know, so that each time when you review them, then it's come like leaves imprint in your mind stream. No, so I just go, don't you, it's too hard, no. Just doing review meditations. That is the same meditations. doing that, become familiar with, you know, the instructions, and you get closer and closer, you know, imprint, leave very good imprint, strong imprint in your mind stream. It's good, you know, so you get closer.